to the water and much to my chagrin, saw a face I didn't recognize, drowned in the reflection. I tried to save them, but slipped between my fingers, and no matter how hard I try to shake this feeling that's lingering. Some things are like other things.
Thank you. There was a time I wished for sunshine. There was a time I wished for snow. No matter how I tried to plan ahead, it never worked. 'Cause life has always, always a surprise in store for me. There was a time the future scared me. There was a time it seemed so grim, like I would not be able to walk down the street with him, like nobody could ever understand the song within. Remember this on your mind. There's not only light and dark, and the chase may not end in a win. Remember this on your mark. The world is not only light and dark, and the chase may not end in a win. For freedom, there was a time I wished for you, but time has passed and I've discovered better things to do. I've learned to laugh and found myself a world I never knew. Remember this on your mark. The world is not only dark, and the chase may not end in a win. And if you want to survive, you need to learn how to be alive. Every choice that you make is a gift.
Anna Robus, Made to Touch, and Yan Simon, There Was a Time. You're listening to 101.5 FM on UMFM. Welcome to UTalk. I'm your host, Ryan Funk. Canada's winters can be unpredictable, here in Manitoba, one day we can have a lovely warm summer. The next, it can be blistering cold. Even those who have lived here their whole lives can get caught off guard. To help inform newcomers of the challenges of winter and settling in a new province, the Canadian Red Cross has the Smart Start Injury Prevention Program. Let's get into it.
My name is Pauline Kaur, and I'm an international student here in Canada in my final year at the University of Winnipeg. I live on my own here with my best friend, and I also do a part-time job.
So very busy, very busy. School and a job.
Yes.
So when I was talking to Jason, he was telling me about this program available at the Red Cross, and he had informed that you had gone through it. What can you tell me a little bit about this this program?
Program is called Smart Start Injury Prevention for Newcomers, and as the name suggests, it focuses on tips and safety-related issues to help immigrants, refugees, and newcomers to get ready for a living in a new province. We do PowerPoint presentations that cover topics helping them to recognize and respond to emergencies and how to prevent them at home. Some topics we cover are winter safety tips, home escape plans, fire safety, and calling 911.
And that winter safety, really prevalent right now, especially since we've had that. It was so cold outside.
Exactly, yes.
What can you tell me a little bit about this winter program? What are some things that newcomers, immigrants, and refugees need to know when they're coming to spend their first winter here in Manitoba?
What topics normally we cover under winter safety is like winter safety tips and then winter driving safety tips, because it's important to drive safely in winter as well. And then ice safety and how to dress properly in winters. Let's go with the winter safety tips. Cold weather, it puts extra strain on our heart. So seniors and people with certain chronic health conditions should not shovel snow in winter because it increases the risk of heart attack. Everybody should work slower. It's important to work slower and leave time to do errands slowly and safely. Now in winters, it takes more time to go to work. So it's important to keep in mind to leave an ample time when you go for work or you leave for something. One important point is dehydration, that's loss of water. It can happen in cold weather, so it is important to drink lots of fluids, especially water. If you get headaches, dizzy or nausea, you might be dehydrated and need to drink some water. Warm water is nice to drink in the winter time. Like, remember that tea, coffee, and hot chocolate, they might be tastier, but they contain caffeine, which does not hydrate like water does. So it's important to drink water. Two very important things about winter here is hypothermia and frostnip. Now, hypothermia is the loss of body heat, and frostnip, it's a mild form of frostbite. So frostnip is where only the skin freezes. 50% of our body's heat is lost through head and neck. So wearing a hat and a scarf during Manitoba winters may prevent hypothermia and frostbite on ears and noses. Ears and nose, they are very sensitive. So it's important to cover them properly when we go out. It's wise to dress in layers. Toques are better than earmuffs or a headband. Mittens keep your hand warm than gloves, but you can wear them together. Like what I normally do is wear gloves and then I put mittens on them. This way my hands, they stay warm.
That's smart.
And winter boots. They should also have a good traction to keep from falling. Now some boots, they might look good, but it's important that they have a good grip so that you can walk safely on snow. Sunglasses can prevent snow blindness or headaches. Some people might not realize that they need sunglasses, but they kind of are important. A word that we hear here in weather forecast is wind chill. This means that the wind is decreasing the temperature. It might be minus 20 outside, but because of wind, it feels colder. So to the average person, and there is a greater risk of frostbite and hypothermia. So it's important whenever you check temperature before going outside, it's important to check the wind chill factor as well, because that can lead to the temperature decreasing more than we expect. Let's dive into winter driving safety tips now.
Yeah, winter driving. You were mentioning sunglasses. That is so appropriate when driving, especially on a sunny day. I can't remember how many times I've been going down the highway and I'm just blinded because it's just a mirror.
Exactly. It's important to use sunglasses, or you can use sun visors as well in your cars. It same goes for the driving. It takes longer to stop on snow covered or icy roads. So it's important to reduce your speed and leave ample distance between your vehicle and the one that is in front of you. You should allow extra travel time to your destination and extra time and space to change lanes and turn safely. Normally, if you leave 15 minutes before your work, leave 30 minutes before your work. Maintain your vehicle. It's very important. Get regular tune-ups, check your fluid levels and the tires. About clearing snow from windows. When clearing snow from windows, one should not just clear from the front ones. You should scrape ice off windows and roof as well, because that is important for the cars driving ahead and beside of you or behind you, because the snow can fly up to their windows and that would not be safe for them. So it's important that you scrape ice off all the surfaces on your car.
Oh, fall, I hear you call me down. I'm here to fall.
Yeah, I can't remember how many times driving down right after a major snowstorm and you just see people with a good like layer on the top and like hood of their car and it's like, buddy, come on.
You need to clear that off because it's unsafe for the cars that are driving around you. And now when we talk about clearing snow, it's going to be cold outside. So it's important to keep a pair of extra gloves socks, scarf, and toque in your car as well. Be prepared for any kind of emergencies. You might feel that, well, it's not that cold. I do not need those. That's okay. Do not do that. Always keep an extra pair with you for emergencies. You might have to step out of your vehicle. It could be very cold when you're returning from somewhere and you have to clear the snow off. So it's important that your hands are warm, your nose and ears, they're covered.
It can change so fast. You can go outside for like maybe a minute or two and you're like, ah, it's not so bad outside.
Exactly.
But when that wind hits you, when that wind hits you, you're like, oh, I've made a mistake.
I should have brought that. I should have brought that jacket. I should have brought that scarf. It always happens. Even when you're going, even like if you're walking somewhere, it's no harm. Carry a bag if you don't think that it's cold enough right now. But carry a bag and carry your gloves and toques and scarves in that so that when you're returning, maybe it's nighttime and it gets cold. So you need to cover yourself properly.
Some advice I've been given for specifically highway driving in winter is making sure that you have kind of, the term is bug out bag, but just a supply, a supply kit. So like extra blankets, if you get stuck on the side of the road, it's going to get cold. Your car's not going to stay the whole time. So you're going to want to make sure to have a shovel, just to maybe dig yourself out, extra coverings and things. I've heard suggestions of, water and snacks, just in case you're out there for a long period of time, and a candle, just or a couple candles, just to keep it a little bit warmer than it would be just a freezer box.
That's exactly actually what we discuss as well. We have a topic especially for emergency preparedness kits that one should keep in their cars and in their homes whenever a situation like this happens. And if you get stuck or stranded in your car, do not panic. Stay with your vehicle for safety and warmth. And call for help.
Yeah, that should be another thing. Make sure whenever you're going on a long journey to make sure your cell phone or a communication device is fully charged before you head out. I don't know how many times I've been in the middle of the highway. Luckily, nothing bad's happened, but my phone has been completely dead.
You should always keep supplies with you in the car. One tip that I always give people who come, even my friends or someone I meet who are new here, and they are shopping for winter clothes or boots, I always tell them to get one size bigger than their normal size for boots so that you can wear two socks or wear thick socks, and there should be enough space in your shoe to wiggle your toes. It's important that your toes, they keep on moving and they're not stuck at one place, because then there's a greater risk of frost nip or frostbite over there. So get a pair bigger so that you can layer it properly.
When you spent your first winter here, what were some of the things that caught you off guard?
One most important thing was denims. Denims, jeans, they do not help in winters. Do not just rely on jeans. You need to wear something below or something on top whenever you're wearing jeans and you're outside in December or January. So that was one thing. But fortunately, because of this program, I was aware of that thing. And I joined this program in October, November. And so it was just on time because the winters were coming and it was going to be my first winter in Winnipeg. So that it really helped me to get prepared. And one more thing was not buying earmuffs. Even though if I would wear a toque or a cap, my ears are very sensitive. So they still would get some little redness and swelling. So I bought earmuffs quite late, but I wish I had them earlier. So get your earmuffs and do not rely on denims, jeans.
Yeah. A trick is wearing long johns underneath your pants. I think you can just get those at like any sort of clothing store, like a Walmart or a superstore or things like that. You can just grab those. You can also get... I think they're called slush pants. They just help kind of repel water and moisture to help keep you warm. Because if you get wet in winter, it just soaks you down to the bone and it gets pretty cold.
And that reminds me of not buying a raincoat. That was one of the important things that I missed on. I did not get a raincoat and I would get stuck in rain a lot of times. So it's not just snow here, it's rain as well. So get your raincoats as well.
The weather in Manitoba can be all over the place. Super cold in winter. I mean, the next day it can be really nice and everything is just wet, and then it freezes overnight and it's icy again. Or like in the springtime, cold, nice, rain, and then even in the summer, it's just like super, super, super hot and muggy, and then crazy rain and thunderstorms.
You just cannot trust. You just cannot go outside of your home without checking the temperature first. This is how it is in Winnipeg. What can we say?
just ignore it. I can't ignore it anymore. Sure, I had problems, nothing but problems. Looking back, screaming in the car, hunting pull over. I can get home on my own. Thankful for your patience and your virtue and self-respect.
And I think it's so good, like, for this program, helping teach people about, you know, safety for driving and just keeping warm and safe during winter, because there's so many cool things in Winnipeg to check out during the winter. So you want to make sure that you're, you know, warm and comfortable so you can enjoy those.
This helped me, and I'm sure we help a lot of newcomers and immigrants who come to Winnipeg, and it's like, well, we're going to prepare you how you're going to live in the winter now. So it's amazing. And about ice safety, it's important to stay away from rivers, lakes, and ponds. The thickness of ice is very inconsistent, and it cannot be trusted. So the situation is made more dangerous when snow hides the ice, or there has been warm weather and then cold weather. Even if you see other people out on the ice, assess the situation yourself. When the conditions are questionable, stay off the ice and follow mm-hmm. the signs when you see them. Just like you said, like, people like to go outside in winters and they mm-hmm. want to enjoy ice and snow. There are places in Winnipeg that are safe for skating or walking on the rivers. Like, one place is the Folks Skating Park. Mm-hmm. Because it has staff every day who checks the thickness of the ice, and it may be thick enough there, but not further down the river. Parks like Central Park, Assiniboine Park, St. Vital Park, they have been checking their ice too. So the safest place to skate is at the community center near your home. It's important to check with experts that you're aware about the thickness of the ice and if it is safe for you to go.
Mm-hmm.
One more important point about ice is that remember that ice can be safe for one or two person, but not a large group. So when you're in a group and you're walking on ice, it's always safer to walk in a line with spaces between you. If you see someone who is falling through the ice, the safest way for you to help is in this situation is to call for help or call 911, because those people, they're specifically trained to help the ice mm-hmm. Rescues. They are firefighters and police officers, and they have extra training, so they are trained. It's important for you to be safe yourself and then call for help for them.
And then it's just following those steps, making sure you're going to those designated locations that have been checked and have been approved for those recreational activities.
Yeah, and if you're going, it's good to go with someone. Go with your friends. If you're going alone, make sure you have someone who you are in touch with, just in case you have any questions and you have any problem. It's good to ask questions instead of doing things when it's the first time, right?
So it's been great chatting with you. Super informative. Where can people go to find out more information about this program at the Red Cross?
They can check out the website, www.redcross.ca/smartstartprogram. And we have all the details up there and everything. And we organizations can actually request us for presentations as well for their teams.
Yes. Well, thank you so much. Hopefully this information can help make people have a safe and fun winter season.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Everyone, stay together, stay warm.
I'm Ryan Funk. This was U Talk. And have yourself a good one.
Counting, I can't go to sleep. This darkness, it eats me, aware of my being. How we're all built, I am super aware that we're all just dying, and that's what makes me scared. I hate all this light. It's all so confusing. I'm awake, I'm alive. But how could this be? I surely died in my sleep. Is this heaven or hell? Or am I just stuck in a dream? It eats me, aware of my being. But how could this be? I surely died in my sleep. Walk with freedom and stride.
not going to stand by.
If we were lost, we didn't know it. We were losing track of time. They were audacious and they were confusing. We were slightly hypnotized. Knocking at the door. Knocking down the door. When we were young and had a mission, we were put down time after time. We were afraid by our own admission.